Joining us by telephone, Jennifer Brulowski of Stevens Point. What made you think of the 12-12-12 holiday?
Well, friends and I were talking on 11-11-11, and we were discussing the superiority of the number 12, thanks to our quarterback. So as a joke, I just said I should start a Facebook page for 12-12-12. I did, and that was it, and we just thought it was going to be a little joke among friends, and it didn't turn out that way.
It turned out to be much bigger than a small joke among friends.
It did.
It's taken off with a life of its own, so to speak.
It definitely has. You know, that's the power of social media, and definitely a testament to the passion of Packers fans all around the world, that they saw this idea and they thought, hey, this is actually fun and a good idea, and I tried to make the page fun. So here we are over 15,000 fans later. Yeah, it's a big deal now.
It's also turned into a little bit of a fundraiser for some good causes. How's that work?
It has. When I saw how popular it was going to be and decided to keep it going, I thought if we're going to have fun, it's going to be for a cause. Initially, I chose the MAC Fund, which is an organization in Milwaukee that raises money for childhood cancer and blood disease research, and it's an organization Rogers works closely with. So we've been raising money a little bit at a time for them. Through the page, I also met Bo Johnson, who had been helped by the MAC Fund. Unfortunately, Bo passed away at the end of September at the age of 13. Before he did, he set up the Go Bo Foundation, and he wanted to make a positive impact and leave behind a legacy. And so I'm also helping to spread awareness of his organization in his honor.
So I have to ask, how are sales going with the various items you've offered to help build money for these causes?
Well, we set up a small online store. I had a lot of avenues to explore with merchandise and ended up sort of at the last minute coming up with a design and just an online store. We've sold about $8,000. About 1,000 of that is going to the organizations. We're also raising through direct links to the MAC Fund and GOBO, and I know that the MAC Fund link has raised over $3,000. I'm not sure about GOBO, but I do expect a big surge tomorrow, as I've asked as one of the ways to celebrate that people donate $12. If everybody does $12, we'll end up with a lot of money at the end of the day.
So what's next after 12-12-12 is history?
Well, there has been a strong demand to keep the page going, and I plan to do so. As, you know, it's a fan page for Aaron Rodgers, and that's wonderful, and he's absolutely worth it because of the person he is. But it's also become a fan community, and it's become a positive place for Packers fans to gather and cheer on their team without worrying about the haters and the negativity and some of the hostility that comes on some other online communities. So I will keep it going. I will keep trying to fundraise and raise awareness for these organizations, and we'll just see what happens. I never expected any of this, so I don't know what the future will hold, but I am willing to keep working to see what it brings.
So what started as a little joke amongst friends has now turned into a major time-consuming hobby. How about that?
Yeah, it is. We all need hobbies, don't we? But if it's one of the best hobbies I have, so I'll stick with it and see how much better I get at it.
What are you doing today in Appleton?
I will be headed over to Appleton today to the Fox River Mall. They have put together quite a celebration for the day. They've got stuff going on all day, giving away copies of the resolution and sales and specials and lots of $12 items, I imagine. And then at 6:12, the Fox Valley Symphony, sorry if that's not the actual name, but the symphony there will be playing in the food court at the mall, a Packer and Holiday-themed concert. I've been told to expect, you know, go Pack go on tubas and violins, and sounds kind of interesting, and they've asked me to come and speak, so I am trekking over to check it out.
Anything you want to add today?
I just want to thank all the fans for being so supportive and joining me. As I've said many times, without all of them, I would just be a kook with way too much time on my hands, and that's certainly not the case. And I want to thank just everybody, the state and Aaron Rodgers and everyone who's really just made this into such a fun experience for everybody.
Jennifer Brulowski from Stevens Point, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.